Trump's new tariffs, they are shaking up the global trade, and India is feeling the heat as well. A 10% tariff on all U.S. imports started today, April 5, 2025, with India facing a 26% duty, rising to 27% by Tuesday. Remember, the U.S. is our biggest export market, $83 billion last year. So what's the fallout, and could India turn this into an opportunity? Electronics, textiles, pharma and agriculture, India's key exports could take a hit. Meanwhile, a major automaker, Jaguar Land Rover, has announced that it's pausing U.S. shipments in the wake of these tariffs. Experts warn of a 0.3% GDP dip and a weaker rupee. But with China facing 54% duties, could India steal the spotlight in trade? Well, Trump tariffs have tanked the trade worldwide. What's next? But more importantly, what's next for India? We'll go to our guests to understand this. But before that, let's take a look at this report by my colleague, Rishabh Bhatnagar.
What we're hearing from official government sources on the ongoing tariff war that's happening at a global scale is the fact that India is not looking at any option to join any sort of a block to retaliate against US's tariffs. That is not an option that India is exploring at this point in time. What we are looking at, though, is that there are certain anti-dumping concerns that have come in, given the fact that there are higher tariffs on neighboring competing economies that compete with us across various sectors like electronics, chemicals, etc. The government is very keenly looking at any anti-dumping concerns that might come up and will retaliate to those anti-dumping concerns as and when that is required. We're also seeing that overall the government is hopeful that India will come out on top of this tariff war, given the fact that higher tariffs have been slapped on competing economies as well. Also, very notably, the FY26 exports number for India is set to go up despite all of the global volatility that is happening on account of the tariff wars. FY25 over FY24 was still flat, but FY26, we're seeing an uptake come in as well. What we're also hearing from official sources is that India will work calmly despite several economies of scale that have actually retaliated against the U.S. India continues to have that first mover advantage, given that there is a bilateral trade agreement negotiation that is currently underway. And what we're also hearing, interestingly, is that sectors like marine products and gems and jewelry, these are sectors that had highlighted concerns given the tariff imposition on India by the U.S. The government said it will handhold these sectors. It will support them to find newer shores. It's not like their products will be lower in demand or there will be some sort of an issue for them. But they will diversify and find newer markets to sell their products to. What we're also seeing is that India is currently in talks with several countries, about seven of them, to explore FTAs. All seven countries are developed economies that India is sort of fast-tracking negotiations with. The UK, US, EU, Bahrain and Qatar are also two countries that India is currently exploring bilateral and rather free trade agreements with. That's what we're hearing from official sources so far. And we will continue to track this global trade war and its impact on India.
All right. We'll try and understand what it means for India. Trump tariff tank has tanked the trade worldwide. What is next and what is next for India? To understand this better, I have Mr. Ajay Bagga, trade and market expert. I also have Willem Buter, independent economic advisor and former professor of economics with me here. Mr. Bagga, let me start by asking you this. Do you feel that this ongoing tariff war may just benefit Indian exporters? Why I say that? Because considering that the U.S. has imposed higher tariffs on competitors like China, Vietnam and Indonesia.
Yeah, we'll have to wait for these tariffs to settle down and to see what is the final end game. Right now, these have been announced. They 10% has come into implementation today. April 9th is the date for the reciprocal tariffs. So we'll have to wait for the negotiations to happen for every country before we get an idea. Right now, there's too much uncertainty. Business models are under pressure. We have seen air freight rates, for example, going into today have risen as much as 37% between Europe and US and Asia and US. Importers have been trying to get in as much goods as they could before the tariffs came in. So for us to say that India will benefit or not benefit, it's just too much unknowables. Right now, until the negotiations happen, I think it will take about a couple of months before we get the final idea.
All right. Mr. Buter, considering that India is sort of well-positioned due to its early start in the bilateral trade agreement negotiations with the United States, do you feel that India has a first-mover advantage?
I think that India, like the other countries targeted by the U.S., has a first-mover disadvantage.
Okay.
They will be able to, of course, negotiate as part of the process that's already ongoing, but negotiations with and agreements with Mr. Trump are always unpredictable. They can always be terminated, then restarted, and then restarted again. This is not a conventional tariff war. There's an element of deep randomness in it, which is, I think, hurtful for India as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, before I ask any other question, I also want to understand from you, Mr. Buter, given the relationship that Donald Trump and Prime Minister Modi share, could that be seen as a positive? Having said that, we all know how unpredictable Donald Trump is, but still, will it be a factor?
Well, it won't hurt, but remember, Mr. Trump always emphasizes his excellent relationship with Xi Jinping, and they were hit with 34%.
Yeah.
Other countries that the U.S. says has a good relationship with the U.S. and good personal relations with Mr. Trump are also, on the high list. So I think these personal contacts and mutual appreciation makes negotiations somewhat easier. But the outcome will still be driven by Trump's perception of American national advantage, which is deeply protectionist.
Yeah. Mr. Bagga, you know, we are just starting to witness the fallout of these tariffs. Today, Jaguar Land Rover, they announced that they are pausing U.S. shipments in the wake of these traffics. Do you see this as a precautionary measure by these companies, or is this something more serious here?
Well, you know, companies are on wait and watch, and no use sending dead inventory into the U.S. and then to get tariffed at 25%. And tariffs are on the spot at the time of entry. You will pay that tariff, and then you have that inventory sitting on your lots. Better to route that inventory elsewhere. We saw Stellantis shutting down a couple of lines in Canada and Mexico. They have laid off some 900 U.S. workers. And, you know, this is the interesting part. We have precedent from 2018-19 when, say, steel tariffs were brought in. 1,000 jobs were saved in the steel sector, but 75,000 jobs in the U.S. were cut down in the sectors that use steel because the tariffs came in. Same way when Chinese appliances were tariffed, the pricing went up, the cost of Chinese imports didn't go up. Chinese managed to hold the cost. But the price to the U.S. consumer went up. When furniture was tariffed, again in 2018-19, the price doubled. It was a 1:1 hike in the U.S. and furniture makers in the U.S. went out of business, which doesn't make straightforward economic sense. But if you see the unknowables, the unknowns working, eventually it hurts manufacturing. So all the premises on which these tariffs have been based. Germany and Japan, for example, have run a trade surplus for the last 40 years, 60 years. They have seen their manufacturing employment go down. It's not that if you tariff, your manufacturing employment will go up. So these are very fallacious arguments that have been used to put these tariffs, and it will hurt the economy. It will lead to higher inflation. It will destroy aggregate demand, and it will bring in global instability, which is what the markets, they are forward discounting mechanisms. Markets are telling you we see trouble ahead. That's why we are falling. That's what we are seeing.
Okay. You know, many experts, they're warning that there might be a 0.3% GDP dip as far as India is concerned. There are also estimates that a 26 to 27% tariff could shave off 30 to 90 basis points from India's growth, potentially dropping it from 6.5 to 7%, which is right now, to 5.5 to 6%. Now, this is modest compared to more export-dependent economies like Vietnam. But, Mr. Bagga, it's still quite significant.
Yeah, it's significant. But again, I'll say we don't know. We don't know if a bilateral trade agreement will happen with India. They're saying by autumn we should get that. We don't know if some exclusions come in tomorrow. You mentioned pharma, for example. Pharma, the issue for Trump is Ireland. The issue is Switzerland has no tariffs on US. He's put 31% on Switzerland. So the prices of the secondary market of Swiss watches have shot up. I don't know why 31% is put on Switzerland. He's saying 5 million people in Ireland are producing $100 billion of pharma exports into the US. So how is that happening? Why are US pharma companies headquartered in Ireland? Hmm. It's a tax haven. That's what happened over the last 10 years. Now you want them to move back. It will take time. India has $9 billion of pharma, but those are generics which are helping the US healthcare bills stay low. If you tariff it at 25%, your healthcare costs go up. But the Indian generics will go because they're still the most competitive in the world, and the US generic producers can't produce at the cost which India is providing. So we'll still get that. But Vietnamese making apparel, making shoes, 530,000 Vietnamese work for Nike. And all of a sudden, 25% or 46% in Vietnam terms comes in. I don't know how that will. So for us, I don't think this 0.3, 0.5 is irrelevant. We'll get an idea in the next 6 months. Right now, we are jumping the gun in putting a theoretical number.
All right. Mr. Buter, you know, one thing that comes to my mind when I say what's next for India is short-term resilience. And why I say this is because of India's domestic demand-driven economy. Do you also see India as one of Asia's most resilient players? And can that be an advantage for India?
Absolutely. India, this decade already, is outgrowing the rest of the world. It's a more dynamic economy with better global prospects, also for attracting additional FDI in the higher tax sectors. And it could easily, if this protectionist war goes on, become a destination for foreign direct investment that previously went to China, and that even can move out of China to India. So yes, India is, I think, better positioned than most countries to adapt to a new sort of trade war written environment. So it is definitely the country of the future, yes.
Well, India is not out of the woods, but it's better positioned than many to weather and perhaps capitalize on Trump's trade storm. The key lies in agility from policy to industry response. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being a part of this discussion.